All right, setting the bar stories, do them every day here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly R.
Examples of what not to do.
Yeah. This is also kind of a Florida story. Like things that probably only happen in Florida. You'll understand when you hear this. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving around with a dead animal strapped to the roof of your car, you're doing okay. Now, maybe these two didn't know it was illegal. But it is.
Couple, what kind of animal?
Alligator.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, is it wrong to feel impressed a little?
So, all right.
That sounds logistically difficult.
I guess several people tried to warn these two that you could get in trouble. And so they were like, all right, bet we'll cover it with a sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Cops caught him. Guys claim they didn't actually kill the gator. It was roadkill.
Oh.
And they were just going to take it to a taxidermy to have it stuffed.
Okay. Because you finders keepers.
Yeah. So they were arrested. You can't do that. Now, maybe that's news to them. So, you know, keep that in mind if you see a deer on the side of the road, because that would be more like a Kentucky thing.
Sure.
Or a southern Indiana thing. You see a deer on the side of the road and you go, wow, I want to have that stuffed and put in my living room.
Mm.
Maybe hang some lights on the antlers. Don't.
That's a no-no?
No.
Okay. What about if you want to make dinner?
Oh, we'll see. I don't know.
Is that different?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if dinner's different.
All right.
You're like, you know what? We've got this thing called burgoo in Kentucky.
It's real tasty.
It's tasty and it tastes better when you have roadkill in it.
Or maybe they were going to be making some nice shoes out of the alligator.
Well, they told the police they were just going to do the whole, we just wanted to have it stuffed.
Stuffed, and it's going to look great in the den.
Yeah, well, how else are you going to get an alligator to a place to have it, like a taxidermy to have it stuffed, if not on the roof of your car?
You have to transport it. I don't think it's going to fit in the SUV.
So, again, I can't blame the guys for maybe not knowing that it was illegal, but they didn't heed the warnings of others.
They
I will
like
say
brothers
that.
Brothers too.
They really look like it kind of like stepbrothers.
Yes,
like
they do. This is
like John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
Yes. They have like that look. They don't look happy in their mugshots either.
Yeah.
Like almost like, well, like what else is going to happen? Like, were you just going to leave it on the side of the road? Like, I thought I was expecting a you're welcome.
I mean, they
for
probably
up the side of the road.
Once they tossed that alligator on the roof of their car, they probably high fived each other.
Probably.
That's right.
Yes.
So, again, side of the bar, this is a no no. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving around with a dead alligator strapped to the roof of your car, you're doing okay.
Okay, now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Okay.
That's your setting the bar story.